we're discussing The Florida Project 2017 film. It's a movie about a group of kids that are on a summer break, and they're just basically finding ways to kill time. Baran and Yusuf, what's up?
What's going on?
Yusuf, you are the one who selected this movie for Faran specifically.
I don't have a really good reason other than I really like this movie. This was a movie that it feels very reminiscent to me in a lot of ways. You know, like I think it's like a movie about the dog days of summer in a lot of ways, right? And like I think I could relate to the characters a lot. It wasn't a movie that I expected to like as much as I did. Pretty good amount of buzz around this movie when it came out back in 2017, right?
I don't remember too much buzz, to be honest.
I've heard the first time when you told me about it.
Really?
Hey, Yusuf, was this your second time watching it?
This was my second time watching it, yes.
Okay, yeah, mine too. And Faran, your first time then?
My first time.
I don't know why it stuck out to me so much, but I do remember it was nominated for a lot of things, but did not win a lot of things. And so maybe it kind of ended up going under the radar in the end. But, you know, this was the same year that, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, a couple other movies. Like, it was a fairly strong year in the end.
Shape of Water.
Shape
of Water, Lady Bird. Dunkirk, Get Out. A lot of movies were... I mean, every year, we say this every single time. Every year's got a lot of movies. Yeah, I mean, it's up against some stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I think it did pretty well critically, right? I mean, so Willem Dafoe got a lot of hype for his performance in this movie, you know, mm-hmm. and... we can talk about whether that was deserved or not, right? And I think generally for a movie with like a $2 million budget, I mean, I think it did pretty well.
Yeah, the Willem Dafoe thing. I knew about that beforehand and I was kind of really looking for it, but I guess we will talk about that.
Are you a fan of Willem Dafoe generally?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Green Goblin is great.
That's the performance you're going to pick to define Willem Dafoe?
What? I don't know too much about Willem Dafoe. I mean, I'm perfectly honest with you. But I know he's a great actor. And I mean, he's not bad. He's not a bad actor at all. He's great. I don't know if it's Oscar nominated worthy, to be honest with you. But, you know, whatever.
I mean, I will just say he's been in movies since the 80s, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man, really? That was the one? That was the one that stuck out to you?
Okay, you take 99% of the... Do you take 100% of the people in the world and you say Willem Dafoe? They're going to say who? You're going to say Green Goblin? Oh, okay. You give them any other role, they're not going to know who you're talking about.
I mean, he does just naturally look like Green Goblin, doesn't he?
He does.
He just fits the role. He fits the role.
He's almost always like a supporting actor. He's never the lead guy.
That's true. We just did Inside Man recently, right? I mean, he's a supporting cast member again in that one as well. Similar to, in terms of his level of kind of impact, I think. So, yeah, I mean, he's... very well known, been around for a long time, but he's really just Green Goblin. Yeah, I guess that's what we've decided. Okay.
But it's cool to see him in a role like this.
So I'll tell you right now, writing 70 for writing is my lowest score for this movie. Part of that is basically, you know, because a lot of the movie does take place with child actors. I don't think that they did poorly at all. In fact, I think the opposite. I just didn't think a lot of it was very carefully scripted or anything. And that's what I was kind of weighing when I did my writing score. But actually, I think the dialogue on screen was better than the 70 that I gave it.
I actually gave it an 85 because I thought the writing was so well crafted for the kids. And I was very impressed by that. Because a lot of times writing for kids can seem unnatural or too adult or whatever, but it didn't seem like that for me.
It did to me, however, and just for one character in the movie, however, for everyone else, it was very good, very believable, mm-hmm. and you know, it was awesome. It was kind of like, it was like an indie picture. This is reminding me of like an independent film.
It definitely had that feel.
The story is not much of a story, even just how I explained the movie in the beginning of this episode was it's just a bunch of kids. Not a bunch, a few kids who are on their summer break and they're killing time. Obviously, there is a little more to the story than that, but it's still pretty bare. And on top of that, the story is kind of, it's not for everyone. Like, I can see so many people being turned off by watching this, so.
Interesting. I mean, my thing is I don't care about story. I care about execution, and I thought the execution was excellent. I didn't think that anything was really... I felt like everything that was in here was necessary and nothing was fluffed. Nothing was given, I don't know how to say it, but fluffy details. Everything that was there was necessary, purposeful.
It wasn't for the sake of it.
Yeah, nothing was for the sake of getting an audience. You know what I mean? They mm-hmm. wanted to stay true to the story, as little of a story as it is. I still think it's a great story. I still think it's a very believable story.